This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Josh Allen, man.
Josh Allen,
right?
Here's the snap, fakes the handoff. Allen rolling to his right, looking to the end zone, and he's just going to run it in all by himself. Here's the snap, four-man rush. Allen back to pass, looking over the middle. He's got Hawes, who pulls it in and is down to the one-yard line. And Allen reaches over the goal line, and he is in. He went high side this time instead of low. And he punched it in for the one-yard touchdown run.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is a victory Monday. Josh Allen saying on the field last night with the broadcast in his interview, have a little faith next time for those of you that left early. Joe and I both left early, but for the purposes of getting back and doing shows and preparing and that kind of thing.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't over at halftime. The Bills had a really important play at the end of the first half. I loved it.
Man, even that, man, all the little breaks that had to go your way.
The little things.
0.1 seconds, maybe, difference between having a field goal at the end of the half and
being
and
down
not.
10. It was beautiful.
I thought the Ravens, by the way, should have been called for delay a game.
Yeah.
You leave for the locker room and before seeing if there's a second left. You get five yards.
Talk the refs into the yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, that's halftime. I loved it though. On that play at the end of the half, they run what looks like a Hail Mary and kind of sneak the tight end underneath.
Yep.
And that's the right player to sneak underneath, so and ended up being 3 points. 803-0550. It is Victory Monday. Thanks for joining us, Jeremy and Joe, here on WGR. Chris Brown joins us at 8:30. Sal's popping in at 9 because I'm actually bowing out a little bit early today, but it's Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Bills win. Some of your stats of the day. The Bills had nearly 500 yards of offense in this game, 28 points in the second half, 13 in the first half. On yards per play or yards per pass, which you like, the Bills did not run the ball very well in this game. 3.5 yards per rush for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
To Baltimore's 8.2 yards per rush. Penalties, about even. One turnover in the game, that's the Derrick Henry fumble forced by Ed Oliver. Time of possession, not that far off, 34 minutes for the Bills, 25 minutes for Baltimore. The Ravens got up 15 points with 4 minutes to go and lost. And the Bills are the first team in NFL history to be down 15 with 4 minutes or less and win the game in regulation, which they did.
Ed Oliver, by the way, 6 solo tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 1 quarterback hit, and a forced fumble.
Any shot at both the AFC Offensive and Defensive Player of the Week honors?
I think Oliver should win Defensive Player of the Week.
Will Allen win it? 394 passing, 2 touchdowns, and a rushing and 2 rushing touchdowns.
With the rushing, we're talking over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
That's pretty darn good.
That probably should win, too.
Yeah. Might have been Derrick Henry if he didn't fumble.
Trying to think of a better defensive game that anybody had. There were some good ones, but like that fumble's huge.
Absolutely.
It's enormous. And, like, that team is so hard to get off the field. And for Oliver, at least twice, to get them off the field, the sack on Lamar in the first half, the fumble on Henry at the end, I mean, that's going to be tough to top, I think, even league-wide.
The Bills' win probability with 8:37 remaining in the fourth quarter, according to Next Gen Stats, was 1.1%. The most improbable comeback by the Bills with Allen at quarterback, and the 13th most improbable comeback by any team in the last 10 years. Nathan in Boston is next up. Hey, Nathan. Good morning and happy Victory Monday.
Morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday. Thank you for all you do. Man, yesterday was going to be a great day one way or the other. Second daughter was born at about 7:40 p.m.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Settled it. Oh, thank you, guys. We got settled in, turned the game on, and, you know, you and Joe were talking about this on the Locked On podcast. You know, it just felt like a different day was going to be there. I don't know, maybe do their little good luck charm, but, you know, just watching that game come down to it, and it's just so exciting that they finally got one of those games to go their way. You know, they battled in the coaching decisions. You know, like you said, that first half was great to see. They really, you know, made that play there that got them the three that they needed going into halftime to swing things a little bit. But, you know, the defense, just got to give it time. Hopefully it's concerning. You know, this is what we've always been talking about, but man, you got Allen. He's that guy. He is. You're in every game until the clock hits zero with him at quarterback, and it's just so special to have him and be able to be a Bills fan with him as your quarterback, hopefully for the next, you know, 8-9 years still to go. But just want to say, you know, what a great day it was, and glad the Bills pulled it off. But it was a special day there at Highmark. Wish we could have been there, but, you know, glad the fans had their opportunity to see that last home opener.
Thanks, Nathan. A perfect ending, a perfect home opener to finish that stadium. You know, we, on Friday, Joe, we went back and remembered all these home openers, forgettable games where you remember a play in the game. Oh, yeah, so-and-so did that in that game. What they did? What was their record that year? Who knows? And that was one of the most memorable games ever played in that stadium. Never mind just openers. Yeah. Like, one of the most memorable games ever played. 41-40.
With that quarterback battle, too, like, just not that Lamar went for 400 yards, he didn't need to, but that matchup should be the best quarterback matchup that we see in the league. There are I think the two most exciting quarterbacks that, because of their mobility in part, that have ever played the sport, and you want them to go toe to toe. Jackson, again, like, he only threw the ball 19 times in this game, so it wasn't quite the quarterback duel because of Henry and how effective he was, but that score, that team you're playing, that night, like, it all was perfect.
8:03:05:50.
By the end, it was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't perfect for the first three quarters.
Well, I mean, how would you feel if the Bills, if Prater kicks that ball through the uprights and there's 41 seconds left and Baltimore has no timeouts? How would you feel? Would you feel like, uh-oh? He's got one more at this.
Yeah,
you
know, like, even if Coleman scores, how do we feel? If Coleman scores, we'll see. Are they going for two again? Right. They definitely would be, right? Because you don't want to go up six. You want to go up seven. So
if Coleman
maybe
scores,
it depends on whether they get the 2-point conversion or not. Maybe for how you feel,
it really wouldn't matter, because if Coleman scores there, you add three more points. They've got, it's 44-40. You want to go up six, not five. But even then, like,
you know, you want to go up seven. 6 and 5 doesn't matter.
No, I understand, but the math of it was they were down 2, and 6 points puts them up 4. So you're going for the extra
point. Right, sorry, they were down 2, not 1.
That's right, so six or five wouldn't really, yeah, no. But then Baltimore has to go for a touchdown either way, and I'm not sure if you'd had faith in the Bills' defense. The good news is you probably wouldn't worry about Derrick Henry in that spot.
No, you wouldn't. He wouldn't even be on the field. Yeah. They'd have 38 seconds with 3 timeouts.
One thing I will say about this matchup, the idea that the Bills have the answers for Lamar, put it to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Put that to bed. That's over. The defense that they used to have, and the quarterback Lamar used to be, maybe, in the Greg Roman system, not Todd Monken, they don't have answers for Lamar right now. They don't. I know Derrick Henry is the star of that show. Lamar averaged 11 yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not have answers for Lamar right now. Maybe when they get Hairston and Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi and Bishop and Rapp get more time together, sure. But if these two, if you were to guess right now, the Bills and Ravens are going to play in the playoffs, do you feel like they have answers on defense for Lamar Jackson? I don't. And I don't think anybody should.
No.
They consistently do beat him and his team. And if this were a game where it's Josh Allen in Baltimore and Josh puts up 40 and loses, you certainly don't think the Ravens have the answer for Josh Allen.
No, you don't. You're hoping your formula is my quarterback can match their quarterback, and I need my coach to outcoach their coach, and I need to stop Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do it. I would feel, even though Henry did it last night, that if they played again, I would say I'm not stopping that guy. I might be able to stop Henry because I have seen them do that. Didn't happen yesterday, but I've seen them stop that guy.
I mean, technically they stopped him in the playoff game, 16 for 84, and Lamar was 10 yards per attempt without Zay Flowers.
That's your only way to beat them, though. And then yesterday, you know, you get balls tipped off of whoever, and they did win the football game last night, so there's another way you can win it. But I think the most likely way to beat them from how they're currently constructed is Jackson's going to be great. If I can keep Henry to 16 for 84, and then I just get Josh Allen to match Lamar Jackson, like, I can win that football game. But it's got to come with Henry being stopped. Like, part of what makes yesterday so crazy is that, and why you needed all these insane things to happen to win the game, is Henry having that game. The Bills shouldn't win against the Ravens when Henry has that game. Because then it's a nightmare.
Well,
like, you've got, because Jackson's going to do his thing, and if Henry's going for 10 yards a carry, I mean, what are you supposed to do? You need your quarterback to go nuclear, I guess.
Right. And that's why,
but I just don't think that's any way to live. Whereas I think if you keep Henry in check and Jackson's going to get his, I still think you can live that way a little bit.
That's where, if you were frustrated by the first half and by the game that Joe Brady was calling in the first half, which again they put up 41 points, so someone's going to listen to
41 points.
People say this and say, what are you worried about? How did the Ravens build a lead? In part because the Bills' offense played like they didn't need to be in a shootout. The Bills have done this a couple times. They did it in the playoff game last year. They did it in the playoff game against Kansas City, where you're in a game with a team that can go shootout, and you decide you want to play slow, and you want to run, and you want to go ball control. You get a 2nd and 1 on the second drive. The Ravens have gone down and scored, and like, all right, 2nd and 1 on our second drive. What are we going to do here? Run. Okay, 3rd and 1. What are you going to do? Run. Punt. That can't happen. That shouldn't happen. Josh Allen's your quarterback. The next drive, what is it? It's run, short slant, screen.
Or maybe 3rd and 6.
3rd and 6, screen.
3rd and 6, screen to a tight end.
Right. In the fourth quarter, what's the difference between a 3rd and 6 and the first quarter 3rd and 6? In the first quarter, you're throwing tight end screens. In the fourth quarter, you're saying, just drop back there and figure something out because Josh is going to make it happen. And whether they want to protect Allen from taking hits or whatever, load manage or stay on script. The reason Baltimore was able to build the lead, it's twofold. It's because the Bills' defense couldn't make any stops. And because the Bills' offense was not ready for that game. They were not in it. They didn't know they were in, what would you call it? I mean, when it's a heavy running attack both ways, you call it a street fight. Or they didn't know they were in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, 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 hello. Hello, have you seen Baltimore's got 17 right now? You got to go get some points. You can't be playing this so slow.
They didn't play like they thought they needed 41.
Right.
They played like they thought they needed 30.
Or 24 to 21.
Yeah.
When we get real nitpicky, they score a lot of points, and Joe Brady's done an incredible job. When we get really nitpicky about their offense, it goes to the Chiefs playoff game 2 years ago where I used to have the number – committed to memory, that they had 13 plays of 2nd and 4 or less and ran on 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have Josh Allen. Go put a number on the board. Walk in the building and plan on putting up 42 instead of, feels like a game we're going to win, 26 to 20. Because this defense is not up for it. And sometimes it feels like the offense calls its games to protect the defense rather than just like the best protection will be to rip as many points as possible in this game. But whatever, they win. And Brady, he looks great today to a point. Allen looks great. Allen carries them. I mean, Allen
looks the best.
The plays on third down, third and long. Allen always gives you a chance, and that's really what it is. I mean, Joe Brady could leave at the end of the season, and how many wins would Bills fans predict the following season? 13? 14? There's almost nothing you could do to convince anyone that Josh isn't going to get it done. I think it's probably
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. Gavin in Denver. Hey, Gavin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say that was an awesome game last night. I've been a longtime Bills fan since 2000, went through the whole drought, so it's good to see them win. But really quickly, like, you know, I had a lot of friends talk, you know, texting me saying that there was no way that the Bills were going to win last night, and I was like, what are you guys talking about? Ravens have a history of, you know, giving leads up in the fourth quarter. So I was so excited to see that happen and, like, you know, them prove them wrong. And then it kind of reminded me of, like, fans leaving, like, you know, the game in 19, the AFC wild card game against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what, 1992?
Yeah.
But one thing that it is a concern is, the defense. I don't think, like, I know, I understand that Derrick Henry is a great, you know, great running back and everything, but, you know, we had the same problem with, you know, trying to stop the run last year, and it just showed, like, kind of, I'm not very confident in our defense at the moment because of, you know, what Derrick Henry was able to do, and then also how, like, the Ravens were able to throw the ball everywhere and all over the field and not cover anyone.
Yeah. But by the way, on the comeback game, because that came up a few times yesterday, like, this is the second best comeback after the comeback game. And it was, this was a very different comeback. This was at the end, at the wire, you're down 15 with 4 minutes to go. The Bills were down in the comeback game, 35-3 to the Oilers. You know what they entered the fourth quarter? What the score was? 35-31. Like, they had made it up in one quarter.
The comeback's in the third quarter.
Yeah, like, the third quarter was the comeback. In this game, it was, like, the last 3 minutes. So, in that way, it's very different. The run defense, I don't know, like, let's see what they look like against other teams. Last year, and even previous years, it's always a complaint about their defense is their run defense. And in some years, it has been subpar. Last year, by DVOA, they were a top 10 run defense. So, let me see what they look like against other teams. Because last year, we heard some complaints, and they were actually really good against the run.
Yeah, over the course of the McDermott defensive career here, I've always scoffed at the idea, like, I don't care how their run defense is, but that's always because their pass defense is legit.
Yeah.
And we might be on year two where that's a concern. We'll see. They got to put it together. They're missing a bunch of pieces over there on the defensive side of the ball, and in the coming weeks, we'll see if the reinforcements matter. The question I would ask is, how does Baltimore feel about their defense today? I mean, they gave up 41. Do they feel like they have a good one, a bad one? They feel like, do they just chalk it up to, that's a freak show on the other side. That's going to happen.
That's probably what they do today.
That's kind of what we're doing about Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Baltimore fan today, are you talking about how, why can't we cover anybody? Which, of course, they did for most of the game. Why can't we get any pass rush? Why can't we get him to the ground? You know, sacks.
Yeah,
being
no,
a,
they're not doing that.
They're
yelling about their coach today, if anything. But I don't think they're yelling about their defense. I think in that maybe the attitude should be the same here, because maybe they'd be yelling about their coordinator, Were they running like prevent defense, like way off coverage, like letting? How many times did Coleman run 15 yards forward and then stop and come 3 yards back and have like 5 yards of separation? But that wasn't because they were like manning him up on the line or anything. Like they were saying, go ahead, take it. We don't think you have enough time to move the ball down the field like this.
And of course, the other reason they're giving Coleman that, well, I don't know. I mean, Collinsworth brought up a point about there's a lot of hand fighting between those two. Coleman drew a penalty.
He did.
Palmer drew a penalty. Collinsworth's thought on the broadcast was, well, anybody covering Coleman's not afraid of them getting by him. So you're going to fight him all the way right here because you're not afraid he's going to get behind you.
Right.
That's how Coleman has to win. Like he won in the ways that he might have to win going forward. 803-0550. Ryan in Florida. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday.
Happy Victory Monday.
So I might be the outlier here, but I think the defense is actually getting a little bit more flack than they really deserve. And the reason I say that is because if you really look at what our issue was last year, it was pass rush. And with a team against like Baltimore, their passing attack is literally run Henry down your throat, and then once you crowd the box to stop Henry, Lamar dunks it over the top, which is exactly what they did last year and why Lamar's numbers looked so great last year. And I feel like if you really break it down and you look at the front four and the way that they rushed Lamar, he was uncomfortable quite a few times. Bosa got home a couple of times. Ed Oliver got home, you know, obviously got the sack and the fumble on Henry, but they made it through the line. They got through Baltimore's, what everyone talked about, Baltimore's great, huge offensive line, and they were able to get through it a few times. And obviously, it looked like Henry was stopped, he's patient enough that when he gets downhill, you're not stopping him. It's just impossible, and everybody knows that at this point. But there were times where, if you look at the actual line, you know, the actual defensive line, I think the improvements that they made over the offseason, in a couple of weeks when everything kind of calms down from a huge game like this, I think we're going to see the difference, and it's going to be a noticeable, you know, hey, this is significantly better than it was last year because we weren't getting this kind of pressure on Lamar last year. As for Allen's a GOAT. I was freaking out internally those last 4 minutes, but I think Allen. I think part of the Brady at the beginning of the game was knowing, you know, hey, let Baltimore make the mistakes, play it slow, control the clock, keep it manageable,
right,
don't show anything that you don't want to show until the time is right.
It was that good, though? Why would that be considered good?
Well,
I mean, it's a game. The comeback is amazing, but why would it be considered good to just be like that with Josh Allen as your quarterback?
I don't think good would be the right term. I think it was the plan that they had was let Baltimore's rush hurt them, let them over-attack, and I think that's where the screen game was coming from. Oh. And obviously when it came down to the point where you needed points, they were way up, you know what I mean? Then you had Palmer get behind him, you had Coleman get behind him, you had Hawes that got behind him. I think they were just waiting to, I don't want to say pounce, but I think when you look at the way that teams adjust and make adjustments, I think they were trying to keep it short, you know, use the run, use Cook, get Baltimore to kind of get complacent, and then when they needed it, it was, hey, unleash, take it down the field and go do your thing.
Yeah, I just don't think so. I don't think so at all. They did not use the screen game was not to offset their rush. These are wide receiver and tight end screens. These are not screens that catch a blitz. These are not screens to Ty Johnson because the pressure is there. These are screens that are extended run plays. Conservative extended run plays where you think you can get the ball outside and get a guy blocked and gain like 6 yards. And they ran the ball not very well in this game either, like 3 yards per carry. I just do not agree that the Bills' game plan was to think, oh, we'll do this early and then we'll hit them when we need it. I think instead what happened was the Bills' game plan early on was not working, and then you have the best quarterback in football, and he took over the game when he needed to. The number of things that Allen does to bail them out cannot possibly be overstated, the things that he does. So I don't think – I mean, I could be wrong, so respect what – you know, we all have our opinions. I don't think the Bills' game plan was let them make mistakes. Baltimore didn't make a mistake until what, Henry fumbled?
That's their only turnover.
The Bills didn't force a punt until the second half.
Right.
And you would never say your game plan is to just kind of, hold on, let's see if they make a mistake. It's halftime. They haven't punted yet. Okay, I don't think they're going to make one. Now it's time to.
Right.
You got to rip the ball.
Yeah. And now the pass rush, I don't think they made Jackson uncomfortable.
They got to him a couple times.
Although, I could see what you're saying about, like, they did get through. You know, like, against a different quarterback, against Tua, against some pocket passer, that they're going to be all over him with that same type of performance. Because they were getting through. I mean, think of the Jackson scramble in the fourth quarter, where Bosa and Rousseau have chased him back 20 yards before he, like, scrambles to the side, Bosa diving. I said it out loud when it happened. Like, no, don't. Just keep running forward at him. He dives, he takes out Rousseau, and now Jackson's got 30 yards to run. But what happens right before that? Both your edge rushers have won their battle.
Yeah.
And they're now going after the quarterback. And, you know, 30 of the quarterbacks you maybe are going to bring down there. That guy you're not. So, yes, I think they actually looked impressive pass rush-wise. No, I don't think it made Jackson uncomfortable at all, though. I don't think anything makes Jackson uncomfortable like that anymore.
He's a lot like Allen in that way.
Yeah.
And what is – Harbaugh was talking about it as well. Like, Harbaugh, what do they want to do? This is the halftime interview as they're coming back. We've got to keep Josh in the pocket. They say the same things they say about Lamar. And that's not, by the way, because they think Josh is unable to pass from the pocket.
Right.
They just know it's so much more difficult to cover people down the field, and of course he can run and hurt you there. You let him out, it's impossible to defend, and that's true of Lamar as well. So I would agree, Ryan, thanks for the phone call, that what you laid out, Joe, and what Ryan laid out, that they, whatever, pass rush win rate.
I'm looking for that, because I feel like I'm going to guess that it looked pretty good.
Yeah, their edges and their interior guys, like, sure, there were a couple times there's pressure, and against other quarterbacks, like if you play, you know, Justin Fields, you should dominate.
Yeah. Oliver got through a bunch.
But of course, obviously, like, what the game will ultimately be for this new look Bills defense is not, can you shut down Justin Fields? Can you shut down Tua? It'll be, can you beat Lamar? Can you beat Burrow? Can you beat Hurts? Can you beat Mahomes? Herbert? If you meet them in the playoffs. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Monday Night Football tonight, Bears and Vikings. Ben Johnson's debut, the Lions looked lost without him. Not a great opener from Detroit. Micah Parsons got a sack along the way, I saw. Nice debut for him.
In limited snaps, too.
Yeah. Jeremy and Joe, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday. Wait till the ratings come out for this game. It delivered. Final opener at Highmark Stadium, and a great one. One for the ages. It's Football Monday. More of your phone calls when we return here on WGR.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Looking middle. Has time. Pressure coming. And he's sacked! Ed Oliver! Ride him, cowboy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.